solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a McGolson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your dishonest Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your underhanded Hufflepuff.
And Tor, your reticent Ravenclaw. Sorry, guys. I couldn't find any H synonyms.
All of that.
I made them up.
I don't appreciate it, but I get it. That's fine.
Gosh, it's been a while since we've podcasted.
Sorry, guys. Something
brought us... Yeah, it's fine. We all have lives. Very busy lives, so... But something brought us out of the woodworks. Is that the word? to record this podcast.
My.
What was it?
And what was it? What was it? Secrets of Dumbledore came out.
Yay!
Dun, dun, dun!
Dumbledore.
So, today we... I didn't, but our other beautiful Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw literally took notebooks and pens into the movie theater and took notes. The whole time. Are any of you surprised by that?
Our neighbor thought it was really funny. He was like, what are you guys going to do? We're like, we're taking notes.
What does it look like we're doing?
Like, obviously.
Yeah. He was a really cool guy, though. He was like, the Harry Potter books taught me how to read. And he liked that we had a podcast. He didn't ask for the name of it, though. So I'm like,
oh, I was like, if he's listening right now.
Shout out.
You know who you are.
The 9 o'clock showing, April. The crazy girls next to you in the comfy seats.
Was that this past trip? Oh, sorry. I'm totally off topic. But was it this past trip to Harry Potter World that we just went on where we like talked up our podcast a ton to one of our Uber drivers?
Nope, that was the last one.
Am I remembering last time?
That was one prior.
Well, Uber driver, if you're still listening, hey.
We love you.
Yes,
we tried to request you on our Uber, but...
Yeah, we were just back over there.
That's right.
Yeah, since we've been gone, I won't sing it, but since we've been gone,
we'll get in trouble.
We added another baby. We've been to Harry Potter World. And yeah, what else have we done? So many things.
So many things.
All our kids are getting older.
Yeah, life is just so busy. So busy. But, okay, so I think we should go over, like, our first initial movie reactions. I'll start, Tori, and then Lexi, and then we can kind of break down some of the things and deep dive.
Yeah, there are going to be major spoilers for the movie.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen the movie, we're going to talk in depth about many, many things.
So many things. Okay.
Just a final warning.
So, yeah, my first reaction to the movie was that it was fun, and I loved it because it was a Harry Potter movie. But I was, like, immediately, like, turned to Tori, and I was like, what the crap? All of our theories just went out the window.
Yep.
And we
so
worked
many
so
things.
Hard on our theories, so I was pretty disappointed about that. And I feel like... the big mic drop of this movie was that Aberforth has a son, and I was like, that was not even explained or given any
That was completely out of left field. Like, whoa.
So yeah. But I have to say that I loved it because it's like it sucked me into the magical world and I loved being there. I was confused while I was there. But I loved being there. That is my take.
I love it. I guess my initial impressions of it. Hold on. What is her name in real life? I'm going to shout her out. Hold on. Her name is Jessica Williams. And how do you guys say her name?
Lolly. Is that who you're talking about?
Lolly. Yeah, she was freaking awesome. That was my first reaction. I was worried because in the previews, it kind of just like showed her on the sides and you're like, who the heck is that? Like, what the heck? And so we were thinking maybe she is the lady that was in the book
she is.
On Nicholas Flamel's Order of the Phoenix book. totally order the Phoenix book, just so all you know. But we were like, huh, like, wow, how does she get a role in this? Like, what is happening? But she turned out to be the coolest. I was blown away with her magic and like just like I just liked her personality. I liked her with Jacob. Like, I thought that was hilarious. Like, the back and forth between the two. They were funny. Yeah,
her and Jacob made this movie. I have that on my notes somewhere. I was just like, Jacob makes this movie.
Yes. Number one. I think the other things were like, I don't know. Do you guys want me to say like the specifics things that I have here? I have like, Jacob is the best. I wrote that like, I wrote giant what the heck with Aberforth's son. Like, then like my crossover, like, who the heck was the lady that crossed the sea with Credence in Crimes of Grindelwald? Like, that is not a young woman fleeing because her family doesn't want them to be associated with Aberforth. Like, that is an aunt or something. Like, that is somebody else. Let's see here. The other thing that really took me by surprise and I wasn't excited about was that Bunty became the heroine of Secrets of Dumbledore. And she's okay.
We were totally let down by this because our theory was that Bunty was actually Tina. And it would not have taken very much effort on the writer's part.
Cough, cough, J.K. Rowling.
To listen to our podcast and just put that in there because it was genius to have her be Tina.
Yeah. Because she's very recognizable, all that kind of stuff. Like, this whole, like, she was busy with Makuza. I'm like, so was Theseus with the freaking ministry. Like, calm down. Like, she's, I don't know. I was really mad that she wasn't there. And, like, maybe it's something else that's outside of the movie. But I was like, no, like, she should have been part of it. And it would have been easy to have been there are two Bunties helping and doing these crazy, amazing things. Especially, like, those last scenes. Like, there was I saw the lady in green. I was like, what the heck is she doing here? I was like, who's that? I'm like, be Tina. Be Tina. I was kind of exciting and hoping.
And then it revealed, and you were like, Bunty? And I was like,
I'm like, why is Bunty the heroine here? Like, at least keep Newt the hero here. Or Jacob. Or have Queenie come out and be the heroine on her side. I don't know. That was the other part, is like, there were a lot of things that were dropped. Like Nadine said, like, there was no, we stopped all talk about Corvus Lestrange. Like, Usif Kama is all of a sudden like fine,
but also like, not fine. He's like so apathetic and like freaky.
He's weird. And I'm just like, we kept him, but we didn't have Tina in this. Like, really? Really? And then there was no Tycho Dodonis, none of that. Like, oh, the prophecies. And then, like, there was, I don't know. I was, like, Lexi, when we reacted the first time, Lexi told us her reactions, and I'll let her say hers. But, like, I, at first, was like, this was awesome. There were so many good things of magic that were great to see. But it was also, like, I don't understand what's going on because they didn't say their words out loud. Like, so you're just kind of, like, you're observing. And it's kind of, like, oh.
Then, man, also, like, the observing is confusing because they hit that chillin' with a green curse, and then it fell over.
Yeah, and it didn't die.
Dead. Like, that's the Avada Kedavra curse. And then it turns out it's not dead.
That's the Avada Kedavra curse.
So I'm just so confused because it's like any magic that I knew and any theory that I had was like thrown out the window, and I was left like loving and hating it. So.
Which brings us to my reactions. Yes. And yes, I wrote, we have our Google Doc notes, and I just wrote, hate, 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 double hate, loathe entirely. And that's not totally true. But my initial reaction, like during the movie and afterwards, I turned to Jacob and I was like, what did we just watch? This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And I was really disappointed in it. And after talking with Nadine and Tori, I was like, okay, it wasn't as terrible as I thought, but I just like wasn't, like Nadine said, she was pulled into the movie. I wasn't. And so I felt like I was watching it from the outside of like being super critical the whole time, which like wasn't doing me any favors of like to enjoy the movie. But I felt like there was just way too many scenes of people quietly standing in a room staring at each other and too many.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And you guys have already brought up some of the like, things that were just like left hanging from the previous movies. Like they started building on theories And then they just like totally threw all those out the window and were like, here's a whole bunch of new stuff. And
well, they were so connected, the first two movies. They were so connected and they were so good at, I don't know, like bridging those things and those thoughts. Yeah. That's why we had all those theories. We're like, what's going to happen from here? Yeah.
Well, that's why the Harry Potter books are so good too, because they do that same thing. There's like one strand of thought through all the books that keep building on itself. And it's so interesting to see it all connect in the end. And this one was just like a whole new, like the two movies were over here. And then this third one was like, kind of, I know, not really like connected.
The only thing that we learned, like confirmed in this movie, was that Ariano was an Obscurus. Like,
yeah.
But we were all like 99.99% sure that was like almost fact at that point. And then that was the only thing they confirmed in this movie. And I was like, are you serious? Are you serious right now?
This is all we get.
That's
no, it. And I totally agree. I loved Newt in this movie. I loved Jacob in this movie. Mm-hmm. Lolly was awesome. Some of the magic that was done was really cool, like the book magic and when she like threw them into the wall to be like the murals. Like there were some really cool moments in the movie.
That was so cool.
And like the graphics were amazing. And we'll talk about Mads Mikkelsen later, but he was excellent as Grindelwald. Like there was some really good acting, but overall as like a whole package, I was not impressed.
Yeah.
No, there were distinct scenes that were epic. They were awesome and they're very like memorable. But like, yeah, you're like, hold on, guys, did we just do a lull because we want to make sure we have a fourth and a fifth?
Yeah. Or they were, it like, also felt kind of like they were trying to wrap up the whole franchise. Like, if they wanted to, they could just not make any more movies, right?
Yeah, we left the theater saying that too. It was like, I almost feel like they tried to close it but leave it open.
So it wouldn't be a cliffhanger, but if they added more, it would make sense.
Right, like you like couldn't leave us started... after Crimes of Grindelwald, like Aurelius Dumbledore, and then just end it.
That was it, right there.
Right, but like that final kind of fight between Dumbledore and Grindelwald, I like turned to Jacob and I were like, wait, is this the fight? Like, is this what's actually happening right now? And it was like, oh no, it's not, but... it kind of feels like it. Like, this is a good setting for it to happen, but...
Right, like, if you weren't a super fan and you didn't know the timeline of, like, when all these battles took place, like, you could walk away being like, and that was the fight, and he fell off the cliff, and Dumbledore won.
Yeah.
That's what the history books were talking about.
And,
speaking of the blood pact...
Can we talk about the blood pact?
Should we just dive right into that?
Let's just go right into some of our notes.
That was intense. Like that scene, he's like, if I even think, and it like started like squeezing him and like trying to like suck, like take his arm off of him. I was like,
it was pretty weird.
That's weird. But then didn't answer our question of what the crap happens when you break it. Like this was the thinking. It was like, and then it was like, right. But what happens if you break
it? Yeah, but then it just broke without any issue.
Oh, I know.
It's like so he's thinking about breaking it and it strangles him, but then he actually breaks it and it's like, oh, nothing happens. No consequences.
Well, they start attacking each other. Like they're able to attack each other. I think one of the things is like that very first opening scene when there's like that tea thing and like all of a sudden they're like in a weird alternate reality, like the mirror dimension. That's what we're going to call it. Because that happened Strange a few dimension. Times in this movie.
That's how I felt. I felt like I left a Doctor Strange movie.
The thing. It was like, this is really cool magic, but what is happening? Like,
right?
That was what's frustrating for me from like a.
Well, like, how are they connected?
Yeah, like a theory fan fanatic where it's just like, okay, cool, but how does that work? Like, what is
it?
That?
Felt like just some random Dumbledore was videographer.
He was using the Deluminator a lot in those moments. So it's like, okay, that's awesome. That's great. Tell me what it is.
Tell me everything. No, the other thing is like that first scene that we see is when Dumbledore tries to say to Grindelwald, like, let's break it. Like, and I assume that there is like to break a blood pact, you both have to agree. But in that moment, obviously for Grindelwald, it was like, no, I don't want to break it because I know you're not on my side anymore. But he like tries to convince him at least two other times in the movie, like, let's break it. And then like we get that show in the cottage that he's like, even if I think, and it like attacks him and all this stuff. And you're just kind of like, why did it not attack Grindelwald? Because I feel like a ton of the things that he was doing were against Dumbledore. Not personally, but like thoughts and, I don't know, ideas.
Yeah. So, you know, the blood pack, it just, like, broke. There was a three-way curse. Yeah. And it just, like, shattered. And then it was, like, game on. And they start battling it out. And then I wrote in my notes, and that's when he says, that's when Grindelwald says, who will love you now? And then I wrote, like, are they fighting, like, within the blood pact? Like, I see the Deluminator. And then it's like, I never was your enemy. But then it says, he sought to kill, I sought to protect. And then I wrote in really big words, and? Like, it just was like, you're not going to explain so it any more than that. Like, well, that's just what happened. He sought to kill, I sought to protect. And it's like, great. So.
Thanks for that clarification.
That still doesn't explain it. And then it was like, I don't know, like, I wondered if it had something to do with, like, because there's a moment where you hear both of their hearts beating when they, like, there was a lot of touching, too. They, like, touch each other's shoulders, and you hear, like, thump, 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 thump. And so that made me wonder, because we know that, like, love is one of the most powerful forms of magic. We learned that from the books. And so I wondered if it had something to do with, like, Grindelwald not loving him back, like, not ever loving Dumbledore or something like that, like, if that were a way. And then if it just was just, like, opposites, like he says, that it's, like, fate, that they will have to make a move on each other because it's, like, they have two separate goals.
So it might be, too, he aimed to move. Oh my gosh. He was trying to protect, and Grindelwald was trying to kill, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's what Lily did. She protected Harry in front of a killing curse, and, like, love protected Harry.
Yeah.
And so maybe, like, Dumbledore's love for Credence and protecting him, like, counteracted.
Well, you have to remember Aberforth's shot, too.
Yeah.
It was a combo of Aberforth and Dumbledore shooting their protection spells for Credence. So I can see how that is very similar, like the sacrifice and, like, the love.
Sacrifice?
Yeah. Is it love?
Is it love?
Also, I loved his apparition after he was, like, falling. He, like, free fall, and he's like, and so I wrote, like, sweet apparition, bro. Like, I'm out. I thought that was funny.
I have a note here that I thought Jude Law actually kind of looked like Dumbledore. I thought, like, I don't know if it was his mannerisms or really good, like, stage makeup, but, like, he was starting to look like Dumbledore. I don't remember the actor's name, but.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, yeah, what's our next area that we want to touch on? We've got.
I have another one. I want to talk about why the Obscurus is now killing Credence. Like, I understand that Obscurals don't last very long, but he already had proven that he was strong enough not only to survive to his teenage years, but then he got how many stunning spells aimed at him in the not sewers, tunnels. then he continued. He was emotionally upset for a lot of it, of Crimes of Grindelwald, and then he was given a wand to channel his magic. Yeah. That didn't say that the Obscurus went away, but it helped alleviate, I feel, like, that magic. So I was kind of mad that they're like, well, Aberforth, here's your son. He's dead. Like, sorry. Like, I was kind of pissed about that. I wanted to ask you guys what your thoughts were.
I have here, I wrote down, because I had a few notes where they mentioned that Credence's anger is his power. So that's where he draws his anger from. And so I had issue with this too, where it was like, Credence seemed to be this, like, mega Obscurus, Obscurial, where it was like, Obscurials kill children, but not Credence. He's lived longer than everyone. He's able to do so many things. And it was like, okay, like, what's special about Credence? And we kept trying to, like, figure it out. And then in this movie, it's like, oh, never mind. He's actually, it's still killing him. Like, just kind of like, yeah. It seemed like I was kind of mad about that. And I was expecting to find out more of like, well, what does make Credence special? And like, is there something more going on that we don't understand? And that's just one of the theories that just got thrown out the window because, yeah. I mean, that was one of my biggest theories, was that Credence like was not a human, but an obscural in a human form. Like that, so he was such a strong, I remember that obscurus one. That it had like taken the form of a baby or something like that.
See, I didn't agree with that one, but it was a good theory. But like, that's the thing is like, because everything we know about obscurials, you're like, hey, but why now? Like, what the heck? Like, I understand for like timeline reasons, especially since we figured out he's Aberforth's son.
Yeah,
like. He's obviously can't be there come like the 80s. Yeah. So I get it, but I also kind of mad that they're like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah,
like,
it's killing him. But yeah, I know in Crimes of Grindelwald, it says like when Dumbledore and Newt are talking on the like
Harry Potter.
Harry's bored now. No. He says, like, an obscurial is born in the absence of love.
In the absence of love.
And, I remember that. That if Credence had a sibling, Dumbledore thinks he could save Credence. Like, that's kind of...
Wouldn't a father be somewhat equal?
Yes. Yeah. Come on. So that's...
Or an uncle?
Yeah. So that's where I'm kind of going with that, is that Dumbledore thought that he was maybe Leda's sibling... In that movie, he thought he was maybe Corvus. Then he finds out he's not. And in this movie, we find out because Dumbledore says, sorry, we didn't know. Right? And then, so we know in this movie, we find out that the Obscurus is killing Credence. We learn that the anger is his power. But then once Credence starts losing his anger, once he starts connecting with Aberforth, and once he is talking with Dumbledore and it's like, Credence, sorry, we didn't know. And like, you are a Dumbledore. And like, when that healing kind of happens and he starts losing his anger, then he starts dying. It's kind of...
Okay.
Kind of what I noticed.
Also, I find it very interesting. I don't remember the timeline between Crimes of Grindelwald and Secrets of Dumbledore. But, like, Credence kind of, like, turned a whole different page because from the get-go, he's, like, killing random strange animals, attacking Newt. Like, he went full bad.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, Credence, like, calm down. He's not that, like, wishy-washy, Nagini, be my friend so that I can figure out who I am sort of thing. And he, like, he was very passive.
I know. Yeah, but maybe he just finally snapped, right? He had every reason and all the trauma in the world to snap and, like, go crazy, you know?
How dare you? No, I get that. And that probably feeds into Nadine's theory that, like, he fully accepted his anger and his frustration. And then when he had to let that go, like, his Obscurus is like, no.
Yeah.
Like, not today, bro.
Yeah. One other point about Credence I wanted to bring up. What was up with the foggy mirror writing?
Oh, yes. That was weird. Yeah, how did that get connected?
Yeah, that is like, why does Aberforth have like a superpower with mirrors? Because he talks to Harry in the Harry Potter books through a mirror. And in this one, he's talking to Credence through a mirror. And I don't know, like everyone kind of seemed to have like their own niche. Like Lolly. How did we decide to say it? Lolly.
I think it's Lolly.
She loved books. And she could do so many, like, cool charms with her books.
With the books.
And Aberforth was like, I'm a mirror guy. Like, I do stuff with mirrors.
I'm a mirror man.
But that also brings up, my other point, like, about Aberforth is, do we think Aberforth knew he had a son at some point?
I mean, you think you'd ask, like...
I just think it was a little hypocritical of Aberforth in this movie. Like, bringing in this storyline makes Aberforth seem a little hypocritical because it's like, you were mad at Dumbledore for not being there for Ariana. Turns out, You have a son. Neither were who's a mega obscurus.
Yep. Also, so, he spent like, that whole same summer with a girl, not with his sister also, right?
Yeah, like you were obviously not there for her just
You were
as
not
much.
With your sister, and you also abandoned your own son with the same condition.
That's two like, obscuruses for you.
Two obscurals.
Dang.
No, two I just, when I first saw the mirror fog writing, all I could think of was lavender.
Oh. Maybe they're trying to like write a new theory.
Why is this a thing? And it's weird. And and they wrote the most random things too. To like, I felt like it was just Forgive on purpose me. To try to throw us off. Again, without any thought of how it actually fits into the magical universe.
Yeah, I think I said this right after like some of my initial reactions is I feel like movie 2 left us with so many loose ends. And I was expecting this movie to like tie up some of those loose ends. Instead, it gave me like 100 more loose ends. So I'm like trying to give it the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, I think originally this was supposed to be like a 5-movie series or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever end up getting those, but I just feel like, okay, if this is like 3 of 5, I can see how you're just trying to like add more loose ends, like just keep it
yeah,
going.
Yeah, having it be a stepping stone.
Yeah, to but more like movies. I just didn't even feel like it was a stepping stone from like the second movie. It was just like here's
no, it wasn't
path.
A level up. It like, was just like let's expand.
It was an equal or lesser.
Like, oh, and here's like well, we five can more even... side stories that you need to think about.
We can even take that in how Grindelwald acted, yeah. Like in the obviously we didn't really. Know him in the first one, but he was erratic and like extremely like I don't know, he's kind of fierce. I loved
Gosh,
Graves. I thought
love
he was cool.
Graves. I wish he was.
He was awesome.
Actually, the
I know. Yeah. I wish they had called him. They're like, come back. we'll swing it. No, but then Grindelwald as Johnny Depp like was very like it was very showy and very loud and very just like, look at what's going to happen. Oh my goodness. Because we need to get together. And then Mads Mikkelsen was really like a backseat character. Like I was like, are you really Grindelwald? Like I understand like the premise a little bit of the movie that he was trying to get political office. So you got to be like super neutral. But I was like, but you're freaking Gellert Grindelwald. Like no, everyone knows you are super not neutral.
I mean, so, he wasn't neutral when he was killing the chillin and bathing in the hot tub with it. And
right.
That's in his like, own house.
Tell us what choking that magic Credence. Is. Like, tell us what it is.
I know. That was sad.
That was so sad. They showed way too much of the whole chillin death everything. Yeah. I had to close my eyes. I
was yeah. like, this no, there is were a children in our movie deer. Theater and I was like,
yeah, there were little kids.
We like, turned to each other. We're like, close their eyes. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, it was awful. Pretty bad.
Okay, let's see.
I think that's a good point to bring up, though, Tor, of the differences in the Grindelwalds.
Yeah.
And, like, the actor mm-hmm. changes. I don't know. One of you were saying the other day how someone you...
It was me. I spoke to someone who had seen it, and she was extremely disappointed. She did not like him as Grindelwald. But I tried to tell her that I came at it as seeing, okay, like, I've seen Mads Mikkelsen in a lot of movies as the villain, and he's epic.
He's such a good villain.
He's such a good villain. So when he was when he became the Grindelwald, and I understand that like it was probably really difficult, especially because Johnny completely like submerses himself in the character.
Absolutely.
And Mads was that, but not to that extent. So you're just kind of like, okay, I can see it. But he was... like, he was good in the I am the bad guy sort of way, but it was kind of like the, okay, why is this a different Grindelwald than the one we've kind of come to? And like I said, she was very, very sad. Yeah. She's like, I don't like this at all. Like, I don't even want to go to see the next one because she's like, what the heck's going on?
But
I tried
agree.
To talk her into
I
it.
I think that difference in the Grindelwalds totally comes from the difference in actors. Like, Johnny Depp is such a showy performance actor, and Mads Mikkelsen, all of his characters are very much like, I'm evil, but I want you to trust me before you know that I'm evil.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Bone-chilling, suspenseful villain.
Yeah. Well, and he pulls that role off very well in all the other movies I've seen of him.
I know. I think of him as Hannibal Lecter. And
are you good or are you bad? Yeah. And then you're like, holy crap, you're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think everything you said is spot on. If we go to the total opposite of Grindelwald and go to Jacob, we have a few things to talk about with Jacob. Because
Jacob was great. Amazing.
We he all was so
I love. He looked great too in this movie.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
yes he did.
I wanted the chillin'.
But it was sad though, because it was because he was sad.
I wanted the chillin' to kneel in front of Jacob. Tori and I were both
ditto. Ditto.
Yeah.
I almost left when it knelt in front of Dumbledore.
Tori like throws the chair. I'm out.
Let it be known. I was like, a worthy leader. What? Yep.
I was like, why are we even showing this crap? Like, stop.
But yeah, we know Dumbledore never accepts leadership positions for that reason. Okay.
Because he knows he's not worthy.
He knows he's worthy. It's just
he's too worthy.
Yeah.
No, I think it would have been really cool if the chillin had. Oh,
okay, exactly. But I want to talk about Jacob's wand. Yes. He's given a wand. Yes. We know it's made of snake wood. We hear that there's no core in it. So it's like, oh, okay. Like, that answers our questions of, like, when muggles pick up wands, they get thrown backwards and blasted. Yeah. So,
like,
what the heck?
It's like holding a firework.
But when we see Jacob with his wand at the end, we also see a phoenix feather floating around randomly. And so I almost wonder if they, like, tried to leave a line open of, like, this phoenix feather, like, Dumbledore grabs it and puts it in the wand or something. It could happen.
I love it. I love it.
He's like, can I keep this?
Can I keep this?
But we know it's a snakewood tree, which is the same wood of Salazar Slytherin's wand. Mm-hmm. But we know that Salazar Slytherin's wand was planted in North America, and it blooms into a tree, but you can't make a wand out of a snakewood tree from a wand of tree, if that makes sense. If I explain that right. So, like, you can't make a wand.
Yeah, it was already a wand once. Yeah. It can't be a wand twice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it has to be a wild snakewood tree. Yeah. That's where you can get the wand. But snakewood trees are really like
from Salazar Slytherin's tree.
No, I just said that's not possible.
No, but it wasn't his wand. Wasn't a wand. It was just a stick.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Like, I wondered if like magical. Maybe Nagini would come into play with that. Like,
I was hoping she'd be here.
Like, they're gonna like bring her into the next movie or something, because it's like you brought Nagini into the series, and that was like the. Like, why wasn't she there? I'm just so confused. I want to know that her backstory. And Tina. Yeah.
I want to know. So mad that Tina was. She's on the list of, like, the cast list for the movie.
Nagini is?
She's there. Mm-hmm. Claudia Kim.
Dang it.
That's frustrating.
So, like, I was kind of like, wait, it doesn't say Nagini on underneath, but she's in the pictures of cast.
Oh, wow.
Secrets of Dumbledore, Fantastic Beasts. Cast, she's there, and I'm just kind of like, huh, where was she? But yeah, I was really sad she wasn't here.
I think we already touched on our frustration that Bundy was the heroine.
Yeah,
I think
we did.
Her role in this was super confusing. Why did she have to go get it says go get half a dozen briefcases, but then she only gets five, half a dozen is six. So what the heck?
Nadine and I were way pissed about that.
Also, why we were like, is she all like, she goes to a muggle briefcasing shop to make replicas, even though they're witches and wizards with duplicating powers, and like, why?
There's just so much work for no reason.
So much work for no reason whatsoever.
So, no, I have a theory to that.
And my other beef is that she...
Don't open it.
Yeah, don't open it. Don't look in there. Like, no, bad idea. And it's like, we all know Newt's case has a muggle
the little switch
for the muggles. Like, why can't the man look in it? Like, why do you need this muggle to make all these briefcases? I don't understand. And like, Bundy's married? Or that was a lie. And why is she lying? And I'm just kind of like, what the crap is Bundy's arc? Like, I don't... get it. So, Tori, take it away, Aaron.
Tagalawaya, no. So my thought was, okay, in the Crimes of Grindelwald, we had the Niffler get the Blood Pact. And he says, Grindelwald does not put stock in things that he thinks are unimportant. Yes. And so I feel like they took that and they're like, Bunty is unknown and she is a back character. So I feel like she got direction to do whatever she wanted in the cause of helping. And like, so going to like those things are very unexpected and random. Like, no, like he's not going to be paying attention to her at all.
Right.
Like, because it goes through at least three levels down to get to her.
But she gets a note from Dumbledore, like, you know what to do.
She does. Yeah. So that's the thing is, like, I feel like they kind of took that theory of, like, she's unimportant. She can be extremely helpful because he doesn't know her,
yeah,
like, at all. Well,
maybe Dumbledore.
So that's why I thought, I was like.
So with Bunty, I think her letter from Dumbledore could have been, like, just really plain and bland, saying, end product, I need multiple half dozen suitcases, but you need to make them in a way that I won't anticipate, right? Like, I can't know how you do it or the steps that you take or even be able to guess how you're doing it. Like, just go so crazy in how you figure this out to accomplish it that, like, I can't guess it and Grindelwald won't see it coming. Mm-hmm. And that's why she took the path she did, maybe. It's a weird path.
She's dumb. Well, like, she chose to stop in Germany, which is where everybody else was needed and where we knew Grindelwald was. And I was like, maybe we should have done something else. Like,
maybe
we
could have gone to Denmark or Poland.
Right? It doesn't take that long to get to the other countries. But yeah, like, she was a strange character in and of itself. And I did laugh when they asked how long she'd been working for Newt. She's like, 8 years and 106 days or something like that. I cracked up. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, she's done.
Can Phoenix Tears cure an Obscurial?
Oh, that'd be so cool if they did.
Interesting.
That was one of my questions.
That'd be super cool if they did.
So in this scene when Newt is talking to Dumbledore and they find out that Appleforth had a son. So Credence is his child. And then the Phoenix comes to Credence because he's dying. And then he says something like, Grindelwald knows the signs of that Credence is dying. And I'm like, is this true? Okay. Also, Phoenix Tears. Do we think they can do it?
Why couldn't he get into that cool resurrection pool?
Right?
Like, take a dip.
Why can't everyone just go get in the resurrection
pool? Why can't everyone just go? Maybe Kama took a hot tub, and that's why he's okay.
Yeah. Who is it? I think I have a question about Yusuf. I think we all do. But in his note, it's like, you have everything that you need, right? That's what he gets told. Anger. And then he goes to Grindelwald. So
confused. For revenge.
Yeah, like, so confused. What does he have that he needs? And what did he
I think it was his anger and his need for revenge. Because while he was so focused on Corvus Lestrange, the entire time he ignored the one sibling he did have. And then she was taken away from him. But the thing that I didn't understand was Grindelwald sucked out everything that involved Leeta.
Oh, I know. Big question about that.
Yeah.
Does, like, he remember his...
How did that happen?
Yeah. Is he going to remember his blood pact if...
Yeah.
Leta's gone.
Or his Unbreakable Vow.
Yeah, I thought that was totally... Oh, Blood Pact, yeah. He didn't make a Blood Pact. His Unbreakable
There's lots vow. Of Blood Pacts. No, that was weird for me. Like, kind of just like, okay. Like, so you now don't remember Leta. I mean, it's still kind of good to know that, like, even if he was, like, cleansed off, blank slate, he still was like, wow, Grindelwald's insane. I can't be a part of this. So I was like, okay. I guess you're okay, even if you're a weirdo with a dragon in your eye.
He was so random.
Yeah, very random. I think the only other person that we haven't talked about is Queenie. I think Queenie was another person that was, I just felt, had so much potential, and this movie just downplayed like what it could have been. Like,
I was
just
so disappointed with how they had Queenie.
Because like Queenie, you know, I kind of expected and hoped that she would be like the Snape type character in this story, where she
like the double agent.
Double agents goes in, she's putting herself at risk, all this stuff. In this movie, it played out, they played it off as if she's like, I've made too many mistakes, I can't turn back. Like I willingly chose this side. Like, she was saying it that way instead, and then like Jacob's like being all cute about it, and we love Jacob, but I just was like, Queenie is more powerful than this. Like, I just was disappointed in that.
Yeah, it's not the Queenie that we like all fell in love with in Fantastic Beasts, because she was like, she would fight for what she wanted, like even if it was against everything.
Yeah,
and you're just kind of like, why are you just sitting back, not doing anything?
Yeah. So I just feel like those are basically all of my things, my opinions on it. With the only other, like, I was mad about Nagini and Corvus and Leda, like Tycho Dodonis not even being in it. But like one of like, so when the Phoenix comes up on the title, I think I mentioned this in the preview breakdown. It looks like a phoenix coming out of water, like, and in the Tycho Dodonis, it's like with Return Great Avenger with wings from the water, and then this like Secrets of Dumbledore, and it's like wings from the water. It's
literally wings from the water.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is gonna give us so many answers, and we didn't get anything, so I'm just was upset.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
But I think biggest questions from this would be, who took Credence across the ocean? Who was his mom? Is that the mom? Like, I think that's just kind of my frustration with this movie, is that I didn't get any excitement to like make any theories, because I'm just left with nothing. Kind of how it feels like
something else that
I've been, thing I can theorize about.
Yeah, something else I've been thinking about that they haven't really addressed in these movies is Grindelwald's so-called obsession. From what we hear in the Harry Potter books, he was obsessed with the Hallows, right? Like, he carved the Deathly Hallows mark into Durmstrang, and him and Dumbledore as teenagers were like on a hunt for the Hallows, and
He had that necklace he gave Credence in the first book,
That's true. Yeah, we see it there.
Because he's like, rub this and I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll know.
But that's like one of the only references. But like, if I'm remembering right, in the 7th part 1, when they're at the Lovegoods, doesn't he talk about how the Hallows, like when he's telling them the story of the Deathly Hallows, doesn't he say like they were a huge part of Grindelwald's rise to power? And it's like, that's what we're literally watching, is his rise to power. But like, we haven't seen any references really past that one to him being obsessed or finding for the Hallows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does have the Elder Wand, and they do have cool epic shots of it, but
that's, yeah. I agree, we're not being, like, led down that path, though. I think in Crimes of Grindelwald, you see it etched on the desk that Leda opens. You see the Deathly Hallows sign, like, if you pause it and look really hard.
Yeah, they like
make it. Which I may have done. I don't know.
They make it like the Mickey Mouse head, like a little, like, Easter, I don't know, Easter egg to find if you're a super fan. And it's like, wait a second. No, there's like, this is the whole point of the books.
Yeah.
And the
movies. Also, one more beef with this movie. I have a lot more, but one more. I just thought this election process that they did was super confusing, because it's like, oh, we can't put him on the ballot. And then the bad guy's like, sure we can. Like, we have to. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, we got to vote. And then it's like, no one votes. They're like, well, we haven't done this for years, but we're just going to do it. And then the chillin' goes to him.
Oh, there's a chillin'.
And then they're like, oh, but turns out he's bad. Let's just take it back. I just, unorganized. Can you guys get?
No, even this like political organization and structure doesn't really make sense.
I know, because
like, they make it out to be that this is like a supreme worldwide.
I wrote it like, down.
Political yeah. power.
Supreme mugwump of the International Confederation of Wizards.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like, it makes it out to sound like if Grindelwald wins, he has like supreme He's control like of all the wizarding yeah. world. Yeah. King.
I know. I wrote it down, what it is that he ran for. The election for the International Confederation of Wizards, yeah. So.
I don't know.
They didn't really.
Can we talk about where they put Thaddeus when they caught him? Because I thought that was crazy.
Theseus?
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry. I said Thaddeus.
Thaddeus. I was like, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
I know. The little.
No, I loved all of those moments. Like, I loved, like, I feel like they made the movie. I did feel like it was a little bit too much like the Arumpent scene in the first movie where it was like
yeah, the Newt weird dancing like, meep, meep,
meep. But that's what Newt does.
I know, I like, love it. I love it. I just was like, this is just like that one.
So. I was just referring to it because while I was watching it in the theater, I was like, this is where conspiracy theories come yeah. from. He did nothing wrong. So they threw him in a place where he will literally die. Like there's no nothing. That by a weird three prong scorpion thing. With little baby scorpions everywhere. But that was intense. And I mean, there was the cute scene with, like, Pickett and the Niffler, too. But I was just kind of, like, laughing because I was just like, this is weird. Like, I don't ever want to go to Germany, as a wizard. Just get thrown into a hole. Like, holy crap. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Well, if they make another movie, I'll still go to it. Of course.
Of course.
So... But I don't know. I think those are my overall impressions of it, though. I think we touched on all of them.
I think we can say at the end, though, it was cute, that Jacob and Queenie's wedding.
Yeah.
The first Muggle witch wedding in America. Which I want to say that was false, because didn't Salazar Slytherin's heir go across the sea and she ended up marrying a Muggle?
And they adopted it two wizard boys.
Yeah. Right? Like, I was like, I think something's wrong here. But I was like, maybe it's like after so many years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hush, hush. Ilvermorny was founded, though, like before the Salem witch trials in America, oh, yeah. right?
So, way before. So maybe like, it like in the 1600s.
Yeah.
It wasn't illegal. Yeah. And then they all got suspicious of witches and wizards. And
yeah, things. Once that happened, they probably like can't band it together. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I just like that was my first thought. I was like, that's not true.
That's not true. Fact check.
Fact check.
We will fact check you.
That's right. Kind of got my notebook.
Yeah, but let us know what you think of the movie. We'd love to hear what you guys thought. You can always email us, and you can message us on our social media, which is at We Saw Miss Redcast. Leave us your insight, ask your questions, because this was fun.
Mischief managed.